Yeah, and so the way that a lot of that money actually works is it trickles on down through the state. And so, you know, it gives it a little bit more local control, and the state is pretty good about trying to balance, you know, the recipients to make sure that all that money doesn't just fall into the best grant writer's hands that happens to be in Rapid City or Sioux Falls. And so there's no question that anytime that infrastructure money finds its way into South Dakota, we at least get a portion of it. Whether or not it's a fair portion remains to be debated, but at least they don't forget about us entirely.